interesting phenomenon of some Chinese people always wanting to mix English with Chinese when they're talking. Why do they do that? Stay tuned for that part of the show.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You are listening to Roundtable. Are there people around you who talk like this? 今天要给大家 introduce 一种 phenomenon. 这种 condition 在一些电影中经常 happen, 但是在现实生活中却格外显得装十三。Are you still with us? Yeah? I'm grateful that you have not switched channels just yet. This phenomenon is talking in such mixed languages that is called linguistically pigeon. It sounds like the word pigeon as in the bird, but it's actually spelled like this, P-I-D-G-I-N. Mm-hmm. And why do people like to mix English and Chinese together in conversation?Guys, have you encountered this before? Pigeon in conversations?
Yes, of course, in our daily lives. And I think it's a very common phenomenon throughout the world, especially in some of the countries and regions who are ESL, like English as the second language. Like when I was studying in the UK, there was a Singaporean girl who was very lovely. She always told me, like...
All girls are lovely in your life. I realize
including
that.
Including Le Yang.
Oh, thank you. Okay, just, you know...
Yeah, you're one of the cutest.
Thank you. So flattered. Yes, so
one
the
of
thing...
them. One of the cutest.
Who's cuter than Le Yang?
Come on, give us a lift.
Sam. Oh, dear. That's made my day. So that Singaporean girl and...
Like,She's always like this. Louis, 你还好吧 ?Come to my kitchen 啦 ,the next Wednesday 啦 ,let's cook together. 我们可以去 supermarket 先。咦你有 ask Johnny 要来吗 ?Something
what's
like this.
Ask
Johnny 要来吗
?Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think for people either living in Hong Kong or Singapore, it's quite understandable. English has been playing a major part in their daily lives, especially when you look at Singapore, the country. English is the official language, and both English and Chinese are official languages there in Hong Kong. So for those people, it's quite understandable, you know, if you mix the two languages together, and it has some advantages as well. Like for me, I used to teach English myself, and sometimes you can't just find the exact word for when you translate directly from English to Chinese.I could give you several examples. For example, how to translate orientation, like the orientation session during the start of the semester, or commitment, or robust, or dynamics. Is it easy to translate?
I think it's due to the limitation of certain people's language skills that they can't find a translation.
I don't agree.
But I think for certain words, like especially orientation or not transportation, orientation and presentation, like these words that are used in, let's say, Western offices
very frequently,
and now you see them used in China as well, but don't you...find out that it's usually those who work in foreign companies in China that are in that language environment that use this kind of mixed language a little bit more than other people?
They are, but they're not the only ones.
Yes.
And I think there's three major points I want to make about this story. First of all, the people that work in offices aside, you've got a large portion of Chinese kids now that are being born into mixed families. So I've actually got a couple of friends who've been in Shanghai. The husband is from Australia, and the mother's a local from Shanghai. Their little baby girl, who's 3 years old, literally walks into the kitchen and will say something along the lines of, "Mummy, why are some water?" And she'll mix Chinese and English up without actually knowing what she's doing. She's not making the cognitive action here to mix the two languages. She's naturally using them both.
Yes, and I think, Sam, you make a really good point. And that doesn't only happen in mixed racial families. It's also when...You know, two Chinese parents, they want to get their kids started early in learning English, and when they're, little, and then the parents are intentionally trying to slip in English words in Chinese to teach the kids English words, and you get what, in linguistic terms, called pigeon.
Yeah.
And the two setbacks to this that I don't like. First of all, it's to do with the purity of the language. And the problem is, if you're using English words, that's fine. But if you're using them incorrectly, is that cool? The biggest example I can think of is, like, you know, when Chinese girls, when they're like, wow, 这个男的他好帅,他好man. And they, you know,
which is fine.
No, but wait, hold on. No, dude, if you're saying someone's manly or masculine in English, you wouldn't say he is so man. You would say he's very masculine or he's very manly. They're actually incorrectly using this term.
Oh, another question, Sam. That is similar to what you were saying. In China these days, we like to say 这人好low.
Right.
And I love it when we're saying that, because in Chinese it's like this person is bad, like inferior. We don't like this person. Bad taste, amongst other things, and you say so low, and then it. Do you think it's used in a correct circumstance?
This person is so low.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't really.
It's weird, right?
Like that. It would sound weird in a traditional English context. I think that's one disadvantage of this. The other one is the fact that there's a lack of a system. Now, the best way I can illustrate this is, if you look at Japanese, for example, the term for a supermarket is called supermarketo.
Yeah.
And if you want to say I'm going to the supermarket, it's just, you know, supermarketo e ikimashou. And that will always be spoken like that. There's no other term. The term for supermarket is supermarket, or super for short. And that's never going to change. You know, there's no other term you can use. But because the English terms that are being put into Chinese are interchangeable, it means there's no real system or right and wrong here. And it's more to do with a fashion trend. And for me, I find that personally kind of convoluted and a bit confusing.
Well, for foreigners might be convoluted to some extent, but for Chinese I think it's quite okay for us to use pigeons. Like even the long time no see originally was not a standard English, but now it has morphed into one of the standard English languages, right? And also, if you remember, even when people are talking around you, like, this person is so man, this is so low, and Huang Zitao from EXO said, 我不会这样轻易的 go die, you know, it's simple, it's succinct, and it really reflects the person's emotions. So there's nothing wrong about pigeons.
Nice. You guys have exactly opposite views, but you're very representative of different camps of people, their attitude towards pidgin, or mixing English and Chinese together. And if this kind of variation of the language or standardized language we use in this country is going to be here to stay for some time, I think I'm going to be cautiously an advocate. You're listening to Roundtable. Bye for now.